Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is February 25th, and we're on page 67 in your magazines. And today we have a new TOEIC exercise for you.
今天我们有个新多益情境试题攻略。
It's not that difficult, but please pay attention, because there are some things you need to watch out for. Whenever you're taking a test, don't let down your guard. You need to pay attention.
好，所以这题目呢，可能不是那看起来不是那么难啊，但是千万还是要小心啊。尤其是你有的时候你程度不错的时候，你会看啊，这题目很简单啊，就你可以随便写写啊，然后结果就会出错。像这种考试，有的时候啊 ，native speaker 他可能都会不小心，他可能都会打错，因为他觉得啊，这很简单，这我会啊，哎，结果就弄错了。
Wesley has personally run into this happen with native speakers probably more than once.
Yeah, 真的是这样子。好，我自己有几次的经验，所以要小心，千万不可以大意。
But that happens with Chinese as well. It happens
exactly.
with anybody's native
exactly.
language. We're too confident. We think we know it so well, we don't have to pay attention. And then you will often miss something crucial.
Yeah, 好，那我们自己的母语其实也是这样子。我们可能觉得啊，这是我的母语啊，没有问题啊。但是其实很多时候还是会搞错。像其实我们刚录音之前，我刚刚跟 Karen 老师讲，我最近听到很多人讲说，我们不要便宜行事。好，那其实是错的，应该是便宜行事。啊，但是很多人，很多台湾很多 native speaker 都说啊，我们不可以便宜行事，其实都是错的。各位记得，那个便是方便的便嘛，所以我们就是求方便，我们便宜行事啊，不是说啊行事很便宜，行事怎么便宜呢？行事怎么会有贵跟便宜的区别呢？ Yeah.
Everybody remember that we're getting an extra 免费的 Chinese lesson here as well, besides English. All right, our directions here are part 6, text completion directions. Read the text that follows. A word, phrase, or sentence is missing in parts of the text. 4 answer choices for each question are given below the text. Select the best answer to complete the text, then mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
好，那我们每次还是要读一读这 direction， 这也是一样，养成习惯。你不要说啊，这都一样，不用看了，还是要看一下，看有什么不一样的地方，有的话就要特别注意。
Right, I just took a survey recently, it was in English, and I was going through the questions, and suddenly it says, circle the item says,I strongly agree with this. And you know the purpose of this?
Not what?
Because they're afraid that you're just circling and circling and you're not paying attention to which one is agree and which one is disagree. They're testing you to see if you're paying attention. Circle the item that says, I strongly agree with this. They want to see if you're paying attention and you circle the right one. Because it happened to me a long time ago. It was on a music test. Instead of choosing the one far to the right, I chose the one far to the left. I heard the differences